Hey everyone, how are you today? How are you really doing? Let me get comfortable here. Grab your seat, get your coffee, you know, do the thing. We're gonna just chat today. We're gonna make this really casual. We're just gonna have a little chat, you and me, one-on-one. And we're gonna sit back and we're gonna see what God wants to tell us today. And I was joking with one of my coworkers and I said, I had a thought, I had verses and I had my notes put together, almost, about 90%. And then last night the Lord gave me something else and I'm like, oh, he does this all the time. Just when I think I'm ready, he says, no, I got something else for you to say. And I tell you all the time too, this podcast, you might hear it. I have so many of you that are so encouraging. And by the way, thank you. Many of you come up to me in person and you thank me at different events that we see each other at. And I really appreciate hearing that I needed that. It just means that like I did what I needed to do and that the Lord's thoughts that he's given me and the ideas and what he wants me to share really did benefit somebody who needed to hear something. So, boy, I tell you, you ever get like a slap upside the head where you go, ooh, that was meant for me. Last night, I think I didn't get a slap. I think I got a 2x4. And I was listening to a conversation, and this person said, what she did changed my life forever. And what she did was her kindness. The act of kindness is what she was talking about. She went on to explain it in this conversation. And she mentioned the person's name, and she said, her kindness changed my life. I thought, what? And this person has since passed away. The person that was kind passed away. And I thought, what a thought to be attached to a person that person's no longer here, but what they remembered about her was her kindness. And, you know, we teach, if you're a parent, we've taught our children now, be kind, you gotta be nice, you gotta be kind. And I was thinking about, is kindness, it's kind of a lost art. Why are we not kind to each other? It doesn't take much on our part. And then I thought, no, it does take a lot. I had a situation a few days ago at home and I didn't like what happened. And what happened should not have happened. Not on my part, on someone else's part. It should not have happened. But was I kind in how I reacted to it? No, I wasn't. I was totally unkind, unfeeling, unloving. I do a checkup from the neck up. I need to, you know, make sure my attitude is right. And boy, I heard this conversation and it just kept like mulling in my mind. And so I want to go into a verse in Ephesians 4:32. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Be kind one to another. How many of us in our own family, with our spouse or with, you know, maybe you're living with your sister or your brother, or, you know, whoever's in your family unit, are you kind to them all the time, even when they don't deserve it? Ugh. I'm speaking to me here. As a parent, I have adult children married, and I have not little ones, but young children, a child at home still. Have I been kind to my children? If my kids talk about me when I'm not around, would they say that their mama was kind? Do I speak with kind words? Do I speak with a kind tone of voice? Do I speak with kind attitude? You know, kind is not just, well, I said it softly. Well, if you got a little attitude going, it's not kind. You know, we can say things with sarcasm and people don't realize that you're really being sarcastic, but you know you are. That's not right. When we go to church and we see things at church, whether it's in the worship team or the choir or the way maybe it was preached that day, or I don't know, the way things, the children's program is going, or the way the women's ministry is going, or, you know, they're changing up the men's fellowship or whatever, you know, Are we kind when we, oh, great, that's not what I would do. You know, ever since they got in charge, they're not, oh boy, I'll tell you, I don't think there is a situation in life that I find myself being kind in all the time. Are we kind at church? Are we kind to the people we talk to at church? Are we kind to our family members? How about our extended family? Anybody else have extended family that drive them nuts? I have family that drives me crazy, and I don't agree with things, and you know, maybe what they say or what they do or the way they're living their life or how they handle things or whatever. Am I kind? And, you know, I remember as a kid, my parents would say, if you can't say anything nice, then don't say anything at all. It's not so much always the word you say, but it's, you know, you could be given a look. You can be giving a sarcastic, you know, that eye movement. And I don't know. How about you? Are you kind to the people you meet at the store? Are you kind to the people behind the register? I had to, on my day off, I had to do some errands. And I try to, when, you know, a lot of the cashiers will say, you know, hello, how are you doing today? And usually you just mumble under your breath, I'm fine. And you're putting your stuff on the conveyor belt. I have now tried to stop and say, I'm fine. And how are you today? And not say it with any kind of, just, you know, be kind. Now, will your kindness be returned? No guarantees. I was working with some people the other day and they were not kind. And I was like, and it was getting worse and worse. And there were several of them. And they seemed to be egging each other on. And I'm standing there and in my mind going, I could say something and basically put them in their place where they need to be, or I could just keep my mouth shut, which is what I did. And I kept hearing this whisper of a voice and I knew who it was coming from. How would the Lord have reacted? How would the Lord have reacted? And I thought of this story the other day or last week. I guess it was last week we were talking about the woman who reached out and touched the hem of the Lord's gown, you know, that he wore his clothing. Just touched the hem. And how many times has somebody come up and just tapped you on the shoulder and you're like, what? What? You know, somebody taps you in church and you're in the middle of a conversation and you're, what? And here is the Lord in this crowd and he's talking and somebody just touched the hem of his clothing and he felt power leave him, the Bible says, and he said, who did that? If that was you or me, I could almost see us going, hello, what do you want? What are you doing? And, you know, we don't know how to be kind anymore. And it's not a matter of, is it right or is it wrong? It's what the Bible says. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. I've talked about, you know, the attitude we can have with it, the words we can have with it, how we say it. It really stems from our heart and what's in there. And if you go into 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient. Patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. How many times have I been rude? Rude to my own husband, rude to my kids, rude to my parents, rude to my siblings, rude to people in church. And, you know, I remembered a comedian one time, a Christian comedian, talking about how watching his mom, she'd be in hysteria because the kids are crazy and you're driving me nuts. And she's ranting and raving through the house and then the phone would ring and, hello, hi, how are you? You and I both know we can change our attitude very quickly. You know, we could be having an unkind moment with each other, but somebody walks up that we both like or I like or you like, and we can flip that attitude around very quickly to be kind to them because maybe they can do something for us, that it's somebody we really want to connect with. It is amazing how we can turn it on and off. That just comes down to self-control and being obedient to God's leading. You know, we can turn it on and off because we want to, but that kindness, that's got to come directly from the Lord. It has to come from the Lord. It says it does not insist on its own way. It does not insist that it has to be Lynn's way. Ugh. You know, when those people were sort of egging each other on and being unkind to me, and they knew what they were doing. You know, let's be real. You know, I know, I can tell when you know that you're being unkind and you want to make a point, you want to just have that little nudge, little gentle, little, you know, here, little zinger. And I know you're doing it. Do I have to repay you with the same? Now, I'm not saying there's a time and place. Sometimes you need to be able to sort of set the record straight. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking general conversation and general kindness. It says it's not irritable or resentful. Ugh. Are you ever irritable? Ever resentful? It does not rejoice in wrongdoings. How many of us like, well, they deserve that? Not a good attitude to have, but it rejoices in truth. Rejoices in truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love is patient, love is kind. Let's go back to that part of Corinthians. Go back to Ephesians. Be kind one to another. You know, I get tired of social media and the comments about political situations and political people. You can be on whatever side you want to be on. You can be on whoever's team you want to be on. That's between you and the Lord. And I remember years ago, when I was very young, I'm guessing 12 to 14 years old, watching the adults in our church going at it on political, you know, times, seasons when, you know, big votes needed to be made and big decisions needed to be made for different candidates for whatever, and watching the adults just go at it. And I was a kid thinking, why don't you just pray about it? How simple. Why don't you just pray about it? Why don't we pray about it? If we are not a kind person, why don't you pray about it? Why don't you ask the Lord to make you kind? Kindness is not always an easy thing to do. And I look around and I think to myself, with all that goes on in the world and all the social media and all the junk that's on there, we are never kind. If you have nothing to say, keep your mouth shut. Nothing nice to say. And, you know, sometimes the best way you can be kind is not to open your mouth. I don't understand why we have become, as Christians, as believers, some of the most unkind people. You go to church, people get mad about everything. People have an opinion about everything. You can have your likes and your differences with things. You can have your personal preferences and personal taste and all the rest. God made us different. I'm wearing blue today. You might say, oh, Lynn, you don't look good in blue. You should be wearing purple. You should wear green. That's your opinion. That doesn't mean you have to be unkind and say, did you mean to wear that today? I've had people say that. Actually come up to me and say, did you want to wear that today? Or did you mean to put your makeup on like that? Or did you mean to get a haircut like that? How else do you take that? I don't think that's kind. Why do we feel we have the right to be unkind? We don't have the right to do anything. We have no rights. The Bible says, be kind to one another, end of discussion. Tenderhearted and forgiving, end of discussion. It says, love is patient and is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable, resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ is Lord. The truth is that Jesus Christ will come again. The truth is that I am going to heaven, and I trust that you are too. The truth is that all of us need the Lord Jesus Christ in our life in order to spend eternity with him. The truth is that we should be growing in the Lord. We should be studying his word and praying and just working on being a better person, a better human being. I'm a human. I am not an inanimate object. I am not an animal. I am a human being that God created with intelligence and with senses and eyes to see and ears to hear and things to taste and words to speak. I was given talents and abilities. How do I use those talents and abilities for the Lord? That's up to me as I grow in the Lord to put forth every effort that I have to do what's right and to be respectful and to be kind to those around me. It is not easy. I get it. You know, my background, I work a 9-to-5 plus hours. I have a part-time job because I have a small business that I run for my home. And I have a husband on disability. I'm taking care of 3 people in my family currently that are either older or disabled. In addition to my full-time job, in addition to serving at my church full-time, I'm involved in ministry at church. I'm involved in a lot of things. My plate is full, and I don't mean that in a bad way. That's a good thing. It's my choice that I've done that. But in doing that, I can get overwhelmed, and I can get rattled, and I can have a bad day. And does that mean because I'm overwhelmed and because I've chosen to take on too much and that my plate is overflowing, does that mean I have every right to be unkind and rude? No, not according to Scripture. Not according to Ephesians and Corinthians. I need to be kind. I really want to encourage you this week, be kind. Just random act of kindness. Buy somebody a cup of coffee. You know, do something kind. Hold the door open, even though they don't say thank you. Don't get an attitude of like, well, you're welcome, which we all want to do. Just be kind. No matter whether or not they pay you back, just be kind. For 1 week, just challenge yourself for 1 week. Just for 1 week, I'm going to do what the Bible says. I'm not going to have an attitude about it. No expectations. No expectations whatsoever. Don't expect anyone to be kind to you. Don't expect them to say thank you or to do anything like that. You think about all the things the Lord does for us. And how many times do we turn around and say thank you to the Lord? How many times do we not do what's right, and yet the Lord is continuously being kind and forgiving and loving to us? For 1 week, just 1 week, challenge yourself to do the right thing and to be kind and to love one another. Maybe write a note. Maybe just, you know, work on your edification and encouraging one another. Whatever it means that you need to do to change your attitude to be kind, I want to challenge you to do that. Leave me a comment below. Give me a thumbs up. Let me know how this has impacted your life. My email is listed in the description below. You can send me an email. Those of you that are local and get to see me, I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your kindness. All right, guys, that's all we have for this week. We'll catch you same time, same place next week on the next podcast.